Did you ever go back and talk or write to a teacher to tell them the difference they made in your life? This guy did, and the letter he wrote was impactful, not to mention where it was written and the stationery upon which it was pinned. The memorable story of writing to one's ag teacher is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Ray Starling served as Special Assistant to the President for Ag, Ag Trade, and Food Assistance during 2017 and 2018. It was a role that had him aboard Air Force One on three different occasions.
So the President has a personal suite. There's also some medical facilities close to the front of the plane. There's a general, more social seating area, and there's a conference room.
He says one of the things that impressed him aboard Air Force One was a particular desk.
If you look at the President's desk, it is actually built at a slight incline, because when the plane is flying, the nose is slightly inclined, so the top surface of the desk is flat.
His seat had a personal telephone, which he figured he might as well use.
One of the things that probably the memories that was really cool was I called my wife and my daughter from Air Force One, and it's almost like old school operator. They patch you through, you know, like they call and say, "Miss Starling, I have a call here from Mr. Ray Starling aboard Air Force One, you know, will you accept the call?"
If you opt for a slower form of communication, Air Force One has stationery, and Ray used that as well to write some important notes while on board.
One of the cool things I think I'll mention is that I actually wrote several notes that first trip, and one of them was to my two high school ag teachers, and I basically said that I would not be sitting on that plane if it had not been for their influence in my life.
There's one more piece to this story, though. That's what happens when you get off the plane and travel in the presidential motorcade. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCrae.